For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
The largest heroin seizure in U.S. history occurred in 1991 when a half ton of China White was discovered in a San Francisco warehouse. Incredibly, U.S.-occupied Afghanistan now needs only half a day to produce the record-setting amount seized in the San Francisco case. During the last 2 years, Afghanistan has consistently produced over a ton of heroin per day, or an entire year's supply for North American black markets every 2 weeks. Afghanistan's Minister of Tribal and Frontier Affairs tells South Korea's Seoul Times that the government has become so full of drug smugglers that cabinet meetings have become a farce. CBS News reports that a U.S. counter-narcotics official estimates that 90% of Afghan police are either directly or indirectly involved in the narcotics trade. There are about 100 prisoners incarcerated in Afghanistan for drug crimes. For each one, at least 5,000 U.S. prisoners are currently serving sentences for similar offenses. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
All right, enough is enough. For far too long, drug legalization advocates have snickered and sneered at the opposition to the local supermarket selling crank and smack and vanilla and cherry flavors. Their claim being that there need be no debate because both the people and the facts are on their side. This position strikes me as particularly odd, seeing as neither the people nor the facts support drug legalization. Let's start with the people. There is absolutely no evidence that the majority of people support the legalization of hardcore narcotics. None. In fact, what we have been able to gather shows the exact opposite. Recent polls show that 82% of Americans oppose the legalization of hardcore narcotics. So the people do not want their fellow citizens doing coke off a knife in the gas station bathroom. So what about the facts? Drug legalization advocates say things like, not all crack and heroin users are addicts. Marijuana rebuilds brain cells. There's no such thing as a crack baby. And crystal meth is not the danger that we all know it to be. Do these sound like facts to you? I'll tell you this much. Somebody is lying to you. This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
Indeed, Winston, I offer $1,200 to any drug warrior willing to talk about the subject. Years later, no takers. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.